I'm on the fence. What's happening?
We don't know what's going to happen.
It's a cliffhanger. Who knows? Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got some fun stuff lined up for you in this hour. We're going to be talking about what's new on your local theater stage, new on your small screen, your big screen, all that coming up. We're also going to get into some other fun conversations. We got hobbies that men enjoy, but might not be telling their buddies about, might not be telling their friends about. We'll get into that one. All that coming up. We begin our entertainment section here, though, talking a little bit about Christopher Nolan. And we're going to get into his next project in a second. But something that I did this week, talking to a bunch of actor friends I have, people I have, friends I have in the industry and that. And I'm just asking around and then kind of looking online at some stuff and putting it all together. And I had a consensus, almost 100% of the vote, the hottest, most sought after director and considered maybe the best actor, director, the best most sought after director and maybe the best director in the game right now is Christopher Nolan.
Right.
It's almost consensus. Like almost everybody agrees that this is the guy that is doing it the best right now,
and he can do whatever he wants. Basically, he's got carte blanche. He can do like the Odyssey.
Yeah,
you know, he can do whatever he wants.
We whether we're talking about The Dark Knight or some of that work that he did there, and how that really put him on the map, certainly in recent years, some of the projects he's done, and of course last year with Oppenheimer,
which
swept the awards. And honestly, if I was a high school teacher, I would have Oppenheimer in my class.
It's part of your curriculum,
and I don't care what my subject was. I could tie you because, in all honesty, and I'm not saying that with in a joke, but also even if I'm a math teacher, I can make the argument of playing Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
like a history teacher, certainly anybody. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's such a good movie. It is so accurately well done.
Yep,
and it tells a beautiful story. It tells an important American story, important world story, human being story, and he did it. It's one of the most perfect movies I've ever seen. And
that's amazing.
And it's not the first time I've said that about a Christopher Nolan movie. I believe that The Dark Knight is the greatest superhero movie ever made, period.
Yep.
Like, there's...
You've mentioned that.
I don't know how you top it. I've watched Avengers Endgame. I've seen all the new ones and stuff. I've seen every superhero movie there is, pretty much, except for Madam Web. I haven't seen that one yet. So maybe Madam Web's better. But
oh, my God.
Outside of that, he's that good.
Yep.
And so you've got all this going for you.
Mm-hmm.
And certain actors, certain directors, they win something and you see them kind of take fun projects afterwards. Or I don't mean to pick on the guy, but Cuba Gooding Jr. wins an Oscar and does Snow Dogs next, you know? Like, there's that kind of actor performer. And then there's the ones that, okay, well, now the bar has been set. And I got to top that, or I have to meet that or something. I got to push myself. Mm-hmm. I have to prove to anybody else, prove to myself and be better.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christopher Nolan's next project is an adaptation of the Greek poet Homer's famous epic, the post-Trojan War adventure of the Odyssey. It is something that's been done before in different ways. I think maybe the most recent version is the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where it's kind of a loosely based on that.
I remember back in the mid-90s, they had a miniseries that was actually quite well done.
Armand Asante,
who did a marvelous job. That was actually pretty good.
That was
a pretty decent adaptation, and they were pretty close. I mean, you can't obviously do it exactly like the Odyssey. It's, you know, it's ancient and it just wouldn't work. But I gotta say, man, if he pulls this off, and I don't really doubt him. I mean, he can make huge, gigantic movies. Boy, the next one you think would be like the smallest.
Yeah.
Just take a break. I'll just make a little film after this.
I kind of would like to see him do that.
Because I don't know where he goes from there. I don't know.
So part of all of these things being combined, if you're a working actor, you want to work with the best. You want to work with guys like this. And so it's not surprising to see the cast list that we know of so far.
Wow.
Matt Damon. You've got Tom Holland, Zendaya, Robert Pattinson, Lupita Nyong'o, Anne Hathaway, Charlize Theron, all a part of this so far. And they've been filming, and they just released a couple of quick pictures. One of them is Matt Damon in all Roman garb.
Looking very, very Greek-y or Trojan. He looks more like a Trojan,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, looks more Trojan, yeah.
But still, yeah, he very grizzled.
He looks the part. And there's a great shot of Tom Holland on the boat.
I'm dying to hear who they're playing. I can't wait till they release who's playing what.
It's almost not fair.
I want to know. It's driving
me crazy.
Who's Odysseus? I mean, who's the main character? I want to know who Odysseus is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Tom Holland. I don't know. I'm
leaning towards Tom. I think it's probably going to be him. But yeah.
Although he still seems a little young, because Odysseus is supposed to be a little older at that point. But we'll see.
That's what made me think it might be Matt Damon.
That's true.
I'm with you, though. I want to know. And I don't know if I'm doing something to Tom Holland and just making him young because I think of him young. Mm-hmm. I don't know his actual age. I don't know. Like, he's got to be in his late 20s.
He's in his 20s at least, yeah, for sure. So
either way.
But he still looks very young anyway.
Elliot Page, Mia Goff are also a part of this one. Did I mention Robert Pattinson?
You mentioned Robert Pattinson.
It's just an incredible cast.
So those are the ones we know about, too.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be more popping up.
And, you know, I wouldn't go ahead and start trying to buy tickets right now or anything, because this could change. But The Odyssey is set to open in theaters July 17th, 2026.
Yes. It's going to take a while to get that puppy made. Yep.
I'm a fan of Drew Carey's. I liked him as a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm. and I liked the Drew Carey show. I was a fan. I didn't watch every episode, but I was a fan of that show. Yeah. It was fun. What I saw, good that cast, I really liked. Yeah. I like a lot of what I've heard about Drew Carey behind the scenes throughout of his life. One of these comedians that has tried to rise up other comedians, give other actors a chance. You see that in the Drew Carey show with Ryan Stiles and some of those actors mm-hmm. in there who did not have, those were their big breaks. Craig Ferguson.
You know,
another one. And locally, the actress who played Mimi, who is a Stevens Point native.
Kathy Kinney. It was a Wisconsin girl, yeah.
So I've been a fan of Drew's for a long time. Now, when he took the gig for The Price is Right, I said this on the air, and I'll be honest about it. I didn't know how it would work. I didn't know how that would go, having because Drew could be a little blue. He could go a little, you know.
If you've ever seen his stand-up, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he just embraced this role.
He did.
And has just been incredible at hosting The Price is Right. Mm-hmm. He's been fantastic. And just as importantly, he's been loving it. He loves this gig. And imagine
being a
working comedian for 20-some years on the road, and then you get a gig where I think he's 15 minutes away from the studio or something like that.
Yeah, he literally walked to the studio if he wanted to.
And he's earned this. He's put in the time and everything. Mm-hmm. And while talking about the upcoming 10,000th episode airing later in February, the former Whose Line Is It Anyway host was asked about his affectionate parting message, and he shared that he thinks it's an important message to share with others and should be as common as any other greeting in the world, in words, mm-hmm. Because he ends every episode with, "I love you." And, quote, "I say it to everybody. I think it should be as common as saying hello and goodbye. I text my female friends with a heart. I tell them I love them. I tell their husbands, their kids. There's nothing wrong with spreading love and saying I love you to people."
That's right. You are so right, Mr. Carey.
I'd love to normalize this a little bit more.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah.
To think about it that way, and not just as a, you know, like a greeting, like, say, yeah, love ya kind of thing. No, yeah. Like, be genuine. Mm-hmm. You know, people mm-hmm. appreciate genuineness. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is what's sold on this.
Yes, exactly.
Is the genuineness of it.
Absolutely.
There's certain things I don't know that you could be the greatest actor or greatest con man in the world or whatever. I don't know that anybody really believes you. I think people, when you quote unquote hustle people in that regard, you were talking about people who may, whether they really realize it or not, want to be.
That's the only reason it works. The con is that they want to believe.
Yeah.
Exactly. They have to be primed for it. Yes.
So I think that's one of those phrases, one of those words. You know when you hear it if somebody really means it genuinely or not. And what I've not watched 100 episodes of Price is Right or anything
right.
like that, but when I've heard him do this, it's very genuine. It's very... It's not corny. It's very, you know... And even if it is corny, he embraces that part of it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine. There's a couple of podcasts I listen to, and that's how the host ends it. Like, "I love you" to the audience. And I was like... Wow, when I first heard that, I was like, that's really cool, you know, because saying that that's kind of a vulnerable thing to do. You know, it's you're not closed off. You're opening yourself. right? Yeah. To all the listeners or viewers or whoever it is.
While it can be a tricky sentence to hear or say, his thought process on it is commonly and is admirable. Mm-hmm. So he shared this part of this as well. The idea that men especially are told they're not allowed to express love or they're not allowed to hug because they'll appear weak or non-masculine enough is ridiculous.
Yes.
It breaks my heart. I think it's important to tell people you love them. It might be the last time you see them, you don't know. Imagine, and I've actually got this with at least one person I can think of in my life that I did not say this to, and I never saw him again. Mm. And I didn't tell him I loved him because we're guys.
Right.
Because we just don't do that enough. Right. We don't do that. And guess what would have happened if I did that? I wouldn't have become, quote, soft. I wouldn't have lost my man card or anything like that.
Yeah.
The people that are worrying about men getting softer or what's happening to the strong man or anything, I don't think they're strong men. Mm-mm. I don't think I don't believe any one of those people, anybody I've ever heard complaining about that is a quote strong man. Because I don't, and I think that you also got to figure out what your definition of strong is. Mm-hmm. Strong is keeping everything bottled up inside and not telling a single person what you're thinking or feeling. That's strong. That's easy. That's one of the easiest things you can do. Like, the strongest, bravest people I've known can say I love you man to man and just have it be
vulnerable.
That. Be vulnerable. Be
that is,
honest.
That is a brave thing for anybody. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Being vulnerable is a strength. It's not a weakness. It's a strength.
It's always these wannabe kind of alpha male types that seem to be so stuck on this worry and focus on this. The strongest human beings, and I'm not talking about like in even modern times. Look at your history books. Look at the people that paved the way for us, our trailblazers in mm-hmm. every single way. Whether we're talking any industry, they had people who felt, people who had feelings, mm-hmm. and let you know that.
Right. I would say just go ahead and look at. We don't have time to go into it here. Look up fragile masculinity, mm-hmm. and that explains a lot. Just check it out.
Want to congratulate the newest cast of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage show celebrating 50 years. We got one more, and it's going to be a good one. Noises Off is coming up, everybody. Encourage you to get your tickets at wrctheater.org. I want to say a congratulations to Enrico, Amber, Heather, Corey, Liz, Andy, Aaliyah, Laura, Michael, everybody. Congrats.
Congratulations to you.
I'm not jealous at all. No.
Not at all.
No, I'm kidding. Congratulations.
I'm very happy
to everybody.
For everybody. Yes. Yes. Yes.
This is going to be a banger of a show, man.
Big congratulations to Melissa, who had a tremendous turnout. You heard about it on Wednesday, everyone coming on there. And this is so exciting being able to put on an ambitious show like this, having so many people show up for the auditions. This means our theater is alive. It is cooking, everybody. And you need to support it.
This show is going to be just as exciting because of all those names I just mentioned, and Melissa, of course, and her team behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. This is also going to be the most ambitious stage we may have ever put together on that stage.
So it's going to be a feat.
That part also, I think, is an attraction and something
Absolutely.
Worth seeing. It's like another actor on the stage. When you've got a good set, it's mm-hmm. like there's another actor out there.
Yep.
So there's plenty to see with this one. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And a big tip of the hat to everybody. Break a leg. Have a great run, you all.
Yes, indeed.
What's new on your small screen tonight? One of the NCIS's while it's still on the air.
Oh, my God.
NCIS Sydney. I don't know.
Fond du Lac, I guess, is going to be next.
Oh,
but...
NCIS Sheboygan. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll star in that one. I'm really good at the whole whipping my sunglasses off and giving a line to the camera. I could do that. I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty good at it.
That's good. That's awesome.
That's all you got to do, right?
That's all
you gotta do. Is that even NCIS? I don't know if it's.
I don't know. They wear sunglasses. I know that.
On Netflix, the premiere of The Electric State, they have been really promoting this one. Millie Bobby Brown, Chris Pratt star in this one of those post-apocalyptic movies and stuff.
Okay, sure.
On Hulu, Bill Burr's Drop Dead Years is on. Bill Burr is just incredible. I don't know what that was. Bill Burr has been amazing. Bill Burr's the run he's been on in the past year or two mm-hmm. has been fantastic. And I say that in part, not because it's surprising. Bill Burr is a fantastic stand-up comedian, has mm-hmm. been for a long time. One of the smarter writers there has been as well. He's a good actor and been really working
at
it. He's currently on Broadway and doing Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
And For those of you who know that show, that is not any. That is, you need chops, man.
Top five favorite shows I'd want
to
do.
You need chops to do that show.
And he's done it all being him. Like, there is no putting on airs. He is not sold out.
He is who he is.
I just admire that. When you're a stand-up comedian, can do all those things. Mm-hmm. It's really impressive to me. And Saturday Night Live, it's a repeat with Chris Rock. Let's see here. Destined to Drive, the Patrick Dempsey return to racing, is going to be on FS1 on Sunday. American Idol will also be, along with Yellow Jackets, The White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. That's what's new on your small screen. On your big screen, nothing. Not a whole lot of big releases this weekend. There are a lot of small releases that probably will not be released here. But Black Bag, Kate Blanchett is an intelligence agent who is suspected of committing treason against her country. Her husband, Michael Fassbender, it's a little bit of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie.
Right.
Just to summarize. Pierce Brosnan, Regine Page is also in it as well.
Steven Soderbergh, right?
Yep.
The director,
Michael Fassbender, Kate Blanchett.
I'm telling you.
Whew.
That's some acting chops right there, man.
I think Michael Fassbender is the best male actor in the world. Mm-hmm. If he's not the best, he's second or third in that list.
So. That looks really good.
And I really like Jack Quaid. I like him as an actor. I like him as a person. And I like the run that he's been getting thanks to his run on the Boys TV show. Mm-hmm. His star has really risen. He's a Quaid kid, so that has helped too.
Yeah, that
helps,
of course.
Not going to take anything away from that. But he's made his bones on his own.
Sure.
And he's nothing like his dad. It's kind of weird. Not in a bad way. I mean, in a positive way. And I think it's actually helped him in his career. Mm-hmm. He's got a new movie out, Novocaine, a bank executive who has a special power. He can't feel pain. It's an action movie. You go ahead and fill out the rest of the plot.
Can't feel pain. That's an actual thing, by the way.
Yeah.
When I've heard people who've had it, they say it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they don't know if they're bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But still, I get the premise. Yeah. Action film. That can't hurt, feel anything.
Rah. New one out there. Sometime in the next week or two, you and I and Melissa are going to go over some of the biggest movies coming out in 2025. I want to get ahead of that before spring. So we'll get to that too. Plenty more to get to. Coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Friday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Get used to hearing this on Fridays. We're going to start playing this on Fridays more and more. Shout out to Seth for putting this in here for us, and longtime listeners remember Carl loving this song, so I thought it'd be fun to have one in there.
Very nice.
We're going to get to some good stuff right now, and I try to do, when I'm creating the content for this show and I'm trying to do segments, I certainly am trying to do local. I'm trying to hit on things that our audience will enjoy and that will hit our audience. And I try not to do things that are too leaning in one direction. I know I miss the mark sometimes, I'll admit that, but I try really hard to. And I try to find fun topics and non-divisive topics and all of that. And every once in a while I come across something that I think actually has, even though it's focusing on one sex or one genre or one thing, it could be fun for everybody.
Oh, okay.
So I've got one here about hobbies that men enjoy, but they hide from their friends. And if you're a woman out there listening, I think you could just sit back and eat your popcorn.
Just enjoy this.
Just laugh at the silliness of men. You can see the last conversation we had about men not telling each other they love each other. If they want to do a real like war movie, why don't they do this where or battle movie or anything where the guy's got to leave his buddy behind or something like that? And they say, and the guy in the ground who's passing says, "I love you," and the other guy's like, "Yeah." Because that's guys. That's the silliness of men. That is who we are.
And he still won't, right?
Hey, look, I love being a guy and all that, but there's plenty of it that I just look back and shake my head. Yeah.
Silliness.
There's a list online of hobbies and interests that men have, but that they don't admit that they have kept, and they keep on the down low and a little bit from their friends. And here are some of the good stuff on it. Let's see if any of us have any of these. I'm going to be complete. I have not pre-read this list.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be 100% honest with the audience on this one. I do have my mom and dad to jump in if I don't. if I'm not honest.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Number one on the list, I have stuffed animals and plushies with Squishmallow on my bed. I did Squishmallow. Oh, that's a type of stuffed animal.
Yes, it is. It is. It's kind of a super squishy kind of plushie. Yeah.
I
know because one of my kids has a couple of them. Okay. So, yeah.
I'll be honest. I've mentioned one time that I love penguins. To one person, and the rest of my life, I have gotten bombarded with penguin stuff.
Well, so to be fair, you mentioned it more than once.
I have mentioned it almost every day. Yes, yeah. So I got a handful of stuffed penguins.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a couple of those that I don't really. I'll be honest. I feel a little bad saying this. I don't necessarily have them out and presented, but no. They were gifts, and I can't a gift. I'm certainly not gonna throw it away or re-give it or anything like that.
Right.
So I got my guys. I got them around and everything.
Yeah. As a kid, I had a big collection of stuffed animals, and then I just kind of lost track after a while. Yeah. I got other interests came along. So,
exactly. Yeah. For me, I had a Kermit. I had a stuffed animal Kermit. Then I'll never forget it because it had Velcro on the hands and feet.
Yes, I remember those.
So I could put it around my neck.
You could hang on your back. Stuff. Yeah.
Once I discovered G.I. Joe guys, that was it.
Sorry,
that
Kermit.
Was it. Sorry,
you're
Kermit.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. Another person said cute stuffed animals, especially dinosaurs, so I feel like we covered that.
Sure.
Quote, I secretly love motivational quotes, but I'm not too proud to admit that I have a notebook full of my favorites.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Seems like a fine thing for anyone to want to carry around. You know, what's wrong with motivational quotes?
God help everybody that it follows me on Facebook or Instagram or anything, because I've posted like a million quotes.
That's
on
all he
that.
Does. Yeah, motivation.
It's a big part of what my page is about.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
either trying to promote something or I'm trying to promote positivity. I'm right. always promoting something. That's all I use social media for, really. I don't know. I don't see anything weird about that one. Number four, bubble baths.
What's wrong with that?
I don't do the bath thing a lot, but I have no issue with it, and I don't see anything to hide about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit this, though, and I think this is fair for men or women. I don't know how you can say, yeah, I'm going to go take a bubble bath. I don't know how you say it manly. I don't know how you can say it really tough. I don't know if there's a way of
doing
that.
That's a challenge.
That.
That's a challenge.
It's a bit of a challenge. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I like baths, occasionally, just because I don't like to be in water a lot. So, I like the way I feel when I'm clean, but my showers tend to be quick because it's like, I just want to get done with, that kind of thing. But occasionally relaxing in the tub, nothing wrong with that. I'm not a fan of bubble bath, though, because I just don't like the feel of it. So
I'll admit something, and I've never actually done this, but anytime I have taken a bath, I've always thought, should I take a really 10-second shower first?
Clean yourself off?
Yeah, before the bath, because then
that's
you're
what
just
they do in Japan.
There. Do they do that in Japan? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
No. Oh. You do not get into a bath or springs or hot springs or anything. You need to clean up first.
Well, I would think because and being honest with the audience here, the thing that has really kept me from taking baths is one time I don't have it.
Yeah,
and two, what every bath I've ever taken in my life always goes the same. I spend the first couple of minutes enjoying it, trying to relax, trying to get my neck under there so.
Sure.
The
warm water,
yeah. And then realizing I'm laying in everything I've walked in all day. And I just got to get out soon.
Hey, take a shower first. That's very cool.
I guess that's
you
not
can
so
do it.
Weird. I
no,
guess
it's not. It is not.
We found something that I do that isn't weird. All right, everybody. I got to get this right. Yeah. All right.
You fit in perfectly in Japan.
That would be
nothing else, your heights and your...
Yeah, nothing else. Stand out like a sore thumb out there. My wife and I watch every season of Love is Blind on Netflix, and I love it, says a quote on here. So this is one where a lot of couples get into this, where you watch shows together.
Yeah.
And that, I don't think, that's one of the most universal things that another guy can relate to. I don't see anything
you can enjoy. What's wrong with enjoying it? It's like, oh, she made me watch. Come on, get it, and a lot of shows like that, I don't, it's not because they're like, rom-coms or something like that. It's because they're cliche and boring.
Yeah.
They're just not well put together. That's the reason I don't like them. It's not their content.
Yeah.
It's how they're, executed kind of thing.
100%.
So I mentioned this a few times. Beth loves the holiday movies on Hallmark. And man, those things suck you in. I swear to God. Some of them are, pretty lame. But some of them are actually okay. They have pretty good storylines kind of thing. And I admit freely, I'll watch that one.
I think one of the fun things in relationships is finding out shows, music, movies, different stuff that you normally wouldn't have come across unless you met this person. I think that's a fun part of it. Doesn't mean that you have to make it a part of your personality or your watching habits or anything like that.
If you're going
to
watch it anyway, you might as well get something out of it.
Yeah. I've done that my whole life. Whenever I've watched a movie or show or anything like that that I didn't want to, I just dissect it and take what I can.
Figure out what you can, yeah.
Sewing and baking are on the list. That is ridiculous.
Nothing.
Why would you ever hide that you have a skill? Think about that. You have a skill set. You have something that you can do that not everybody can do. And sewing and baking are those things. As common as they might be, not everybody can do them. I would be bragging. Think about the silliness of men. We love to brag. We love to let people know we can do something, except for this.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to hold back on that.
Man, so my neighbor, Enrico, you know, he's in the show, right? He's also a tremendous cook, okay? And he just took up baking. And at the cast party we had for Arsenic and Old Lace, he made these cookies he'd never made before. Oh, my God. Mm. They were some of the best, James. I am not kidding. Yeah. Some of the best cookies I've ever tasted. Ah, man.
I got to try those.
If you can do that, I mean, share it with everybody because they will be impressed.
These next two I want to put together. Quote, I enjoy listening to boy bands like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. My friends are all into rap and auto-tune stuff, which sounds horrible to me. And then the next person said, I'm a 30-something white suburban dad, and I love pop music, like Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, that kind of thing, he says. Right. So, I'll admit, that's not my thing or anything like that. And again, I got to be honest here, or I'm going to get called out by my mom and dad, and they know my music habits better than most. But I've never really gotten into pop music at period, not
right.
just the
yeah,
boy
that
bands.
Kind of yeah, yeah.
But I think I don't see anything silly about that either. It's music.
No,
like what you like.
No, and I've admitted this before many, many times. I love the Spice Girls, man.
Yeah.
I loved them when they came out. I thought they were awesome, and I still do. I still think they were great.
I used to break dance to Menudo. I don't know if that counts. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Have I mentioned I'm old?
Exactly.
And put these next two together as well. Quote, I'll admit I like romantic comedies and that. And this other person said, I like romance novels.
Yeah.
So
again,
I like
it's a question of it shouldn't be a question of whether it's a manly or you know, feminine, masculine, anything. It should be whether you enjoy it, one, and if you think it's any good. I don't want you to read them just because you think you should, anything like that. It'd be like reading like action novels or something like that because you think you're supposed to. But you don't like him? Why? Why would you do that? Why'd you waste time?
Somewhere there is a man with a John Grisham novel, and behind that is a C.L. Stein or
Harlequin romance or something like that. Yeah.
Pedicures show up on the list. Pedicures. I had to look that up. I am not. I thought I knew what it was, but I had to double check.
It's your toenails.
Yeah.
It's your feet and your toenails. I am just not interested. My nails are terrible anyway, but yeah, maybe I should get one. I don't know.
I'm not great at being like touched or you know,
I'm
strangers.
A little there too.
And I use my hands so much. I feel like, and granted, I don't know what I'm talking about here. I've never even come close to this world. I've never even seen somebody getting this done. But I'll say that if these people, I know they work really hard at this, and it's an art to a lot of it. Whatever they did, 2 seconds later, I don't even think I'd make it 5 seconds, and all their work is for nothing. Because I work so much with my hands. I get my hands.
Crunch, crack, crunch. Yeah.
I don't know the last day I didn't have my hands in like sawdust or dirt or something like that. It would make no sense for me. But I don't see any problem with it with guys. And
there seems to be something good about them, though. Ladies really enjoy getting manicures and pedicures. So, hey, maybe there's something we're missing out on.
And
I'm telling you.
And a note to all of us that love our athletes, whether we're talking hockey, football, boxing, anything like that, almost every one of your favorite athletes gets this done.
They do.
Yeah.
Some of that, like the quote-unquote manliest guys around there, they get their hair, their facial hair, they can afford it, but also they get all the stuff done. And look at how good they look. I'm telling you.
This next person is just living the life that I wish I could. Quote, I build Legos, play with my cat, and watch elephant, cat, and dog videos. So I do that. I've admitted the last part of that. I watch those.
You watch those a lot, and there's nothing wrong.
To be fair, I watch videos of like a cat and an elephant that are friends or something right, like that. Yes. I love those ones.
Basically, I think that's what he's getting at. Yeah.
But any chance I have to like with my nephews or my godchildren or something like that, be able to play with Legos, I take it. I love Legos. Legos are awesome. I will now admit that heartily. I have no shame.
You know, and this list is interesting because everything that's quote unquote gendered is all created by us. Okay. Yep. There's no gene this is all society. What are our expectations? It says, well, guys do this and women do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
We don't have to keep it that way. We can change it. We don't have to do that. We don't have to say, no, I'm going to do my own thing.
Imagine you were starving and the only thing in front of you was a pink food. Imagine there are people that wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
That's insanity. That is insanity. That is basically the definition of insanity. It's crazy.
Especially because it's probably a Hostess Snowball that's pink and it'd be tasty.
It'd be very good. It'd be very good. Yeah. We talk about these things and the more we talk about it, the more that we take away, we normalize them and we make them more common in our common knowledge and everything. And, you know, more and more people can just get back to what it is. Because to me, you want to, if you're all worried about what a man is, what a guy is, well, you shouldn't. You don't have to question this. You don't have to. It's something that I think you just are.
I'm going to have a new phrase here that I think I'm going to start using on a regular basis. Settle down.
Yeah.
Okay. Just settle down. Mm-hmm. All right. It's not as big as you think.
Take a quick call before we go to break. Hello. You're on the show.
Yeah. Good morning. In all my life, I never ever had a stuffed animal. We didn't play with stuffed animals when I was growing up. We played with BB guns and slingshots and stuff like that. And we even got to carry our knives to school.
Whoa.
In
a little pocket.
Yeah.
In a little pocket. in the shoe had a little pocket in it. There were boots, you know, above the ankle.
Did they have stuffed animals a lot when you were a kid, sir?
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah. But, yeah. What time I was growing up, we lived out in the country, and
do you think this matters? You know, if kids grow up with stuffed animals or not, do you think it matters?
No, I guess not. No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got generations and generations right. that have grown up with them. That we seem to have quite a few soldiers going off to war. We have quite a few, you know, quote unquote manly men. So I don't feel like it's really affected anything. But I think what's cool is hearing how, you know, every generation grows up with different sets of toys and hearing the toys that you're mentioning there and everything. Right. I think that's really interesting to hear. I used to love talking to my papa about a lot of those toys and some of those
yes.
things.
And how dangerous they were.
We appreciate the call as always, sir. Have a great morning.
Yes,
we got to get to break here. We'll come back after our news, sports, and partner break on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Real quick notes. First up, we want to rewind a little bit and get a birthday that we didn't get in.
Yeah.
We want to wish a happy birthday to one of our newest team members here at Civic Media and certainly over at our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. You hear her starting at noon, Katie Cruz.
That's right. Yes, Katie's got newest voice, been here a week or two now, just jumped on, and she's doing a great job. So
she's awesome.
Happy birthday, Katie.
She's been in this business a long time.
She has. Very experienced.
Very
yes.
good at it. Yeah. We're happy to have another great voice over there at WIRI. And speaking of WIRI, the Assumption Lady Royals are ahead right now. They're in the first half over there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and check that out. Peek in and jump back here and, you know, go back and forth a little
back
bit.
Back and forth. They're getting close to halftime.
Big shout out to Randy, Mike, Laura for doing a great job covering that game. Assumption wins today. Keep in mind, everybody, we'll have tomorrow's game for you as well. We're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. They will play, if the Assumption wins, they will play the winner, of course, of the other game.
Right.
And that game will be on Saturday then.
Saturday at 11 o'clock. So pregame about 10:50 for that one.
Around there. Yep. Randy, Mike, and Seth will have that one for you. And appreciate you, man, doing that.
Not a problem.
Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day on Monday means a lot of us will be celebrating this weekend instead. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will be celebrating that way. So 76% of Americans say that they'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day in one way or another this weekend.
Wow.
88% of people under 35 said yes. And here are the top five ways they'll celebrate. And I, you know, I think you don't have to read between the lines here on some of that. And a lot of the way people traditionally celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So number one, 48% will wear green. Women are more likely to do it, 53% compared to 44% of men.
Okay.
28% will hit the bars, 32% of men, 24% of women. And it is noteworthy, that number has really shot down.
Yes.
That is, and it was creeping down before the pandemic. It is really going down.
It has
down
not
now.
Really come back up, though, surprisingly, since the pandemic. Yeah.
A lot of the things that are going on right now, and whether we're talking tariffs or we're talking about some other things, are making it really, really difficult on local businesses.
A lot of uncertainty.
26% will eat Irish food, like corned beef or shepherd's pie. We were talking about that earlier. They ask if a shamrock shake counts. I'm not Irish, so I cannot say, but I don't think it does.
No. Unless it's like from like a real, you know, Irish place, not from like, you know, that place that sells them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. 23% will have a festive boozy beverage like a green beer or Guinness.
Festive boozy beverage. I like that.
It's probably
a nice way of saying it. Nice turn of phrase.
Yeah, that's probably the friendliest way they can put that.
Yes, it is.
22% plan to cook Irish food.
Oh, wow.
I would say that is the most consistent one for me and my family.
Get the old corned beef once a year, right?
Yep.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Every once in a while, my dad will get it twice a year, but pretty much him, my papa, like all the men in my family, love corned beef and hash, and this
love
is
it.
When they'll have it.
That's good stuff.
19% also plan to watch a St. Patrick's theme movie or TV show.
They're those?
Not really, because they're scraping the barrel here. Their options include the Boondock Saints in 1993's Leprechaun movie.
I was going to say Leprechaun. That's like the only one I can think of off the top of my head, and that's a horror movie, so I don't know.
I will say the Simpsons have had a couple of great St. Patrick's Day themed episodes.
Okay, there you go.
I will be watching one of those. I love the Boondock Saints, but I've seen it a billion times.
Right, yeah.
But there's also some other stuff out there. I don't think you have to look too hard.
Right.
But I got to also say, has Hollywood heard this?
Seriously.
And don't let the horror industry hear this, because they just came out with an Arbor Day movie or a turkey horror movie or whatever.
Oh, they've hit just about every holiday, but I don't think St. Paddy's Day has been in.
Unless you count Leprechaun. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I've never watched them.
I've never seen them, so I have no idea if they even talk about being, other than the Leprechaun thing.
St. Patrick's Day. Has there not? See, now here's, there should be a St. Patrick biopic. Now I understand St. Patrick's was a long, long time ago, but he drove out the snakes in Ireland. How can you not make a movie of that?
I would think a movie about that would be pretty good.
Man.
There's The Banshees of Inisherin.
A couple years ago.
That was filmed in Ireland.
Right.
So I don't know if it...
Just watch Irish movies then, I guess? I don't know.
The Commitments pops up, In the Name of the Father. My Left Foot. So all just real happy movies.
Throw The Crying Game in there too, right? Yeah.
Michael Collins. That's a good one.
But again, it's very violent.
Walking Ned Divine.
Now that one. Okay, that one is not. Waking Ned Divine is not an action film. That's actually a drama. So that's not quite so.
But what
shooty.
About maybe? And I admit that I'm splitting the atom a little bit here. But what about movies that were just filmed in Ireland or that? I never thought it was the greatest of a movie. But when Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise got together, they came out with Far and Away. And that is a beautiful movie.
It is. Gorgeous.
It's not the greatest movie.
No.
The acting in it by both of those, they're fine. They're great actors, so their acting is fine. But what I think is the best part of that movie is easily the scenery. It's incredibly filmed.
I got one, especially for your mom, James. The Quiet Man.
Oh, yeah.
John Wayne in Ireland. How about that? There you go.
My mother,
one of the longest fight scenes of all time.
Yes. My mother is screaming at me right now in my head that I didn't think of that. It's one of her all-time favorite movies.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
You ask her what John Wayne's greatest acting performances, that will be in the top three she brings up. That's a good one, man. Nice reference right there. So anyway, you want to celebrate, we encourage you to. We'll be talking about it on Monday as we celebrate, of course, St. Patrick's Day on Monday. We will take a quick timeout, our final timeout of the week. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. You say time for us to say goodbye, everybody. Wrap up for the week. Thanks so much for joining us, to all of our guests, all of our co-hosts, all of our sponsors, and certainly all of you. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. Get into our schedule here, and we'll touch on some local good things going on in our area. Mm-hmm. But real quick, want to give you guys a heads up. We've been doing something behind the scenes here that we've really been enjoying, and I think is going to be a really good thing and something we do going forward. WFHR, for over 80 years, has interviewed our local candidates for office. We give them all equal time, same questions, and no follow-up questions, because then it would be different questions for each candidate.
Right.
And I've been Pam and I have been working very hard at this, collecting interviews throughout the last couple of weeks from our local candidates.
Yep.
We will be in previous times we would use Midday Magazine and some other areas yep. for this. What we're going to do going forward, especially because I think this is really going to work, we're going to put these all in an hour special.
Yes.
And have these candidates' interviews back to back to back to back.
Yes.
We will start doing this on Monday. We will, in the 4 o'clock hour, where Midday Magazine would be, we're going to be mm-hmm. playing these interviews in that spot. And then we'll have a guest in a half an hour afterwards. But the first half of Midday Magazine on Monday at 4 o'clock will feature a bunch of our local candidates. We'll yep. tell you who those are coming up on yep. Monday. We did reach out to every single local candidate.
We did.
And the ones that got back to us and we could work out, we have them on.
Yep.
We have some more interviews today, and I want to thank all of these candidates for joining us, yep. Handling all of the interacting and the scheduling and all that. Really do appreciate it.
Yes.
So be listening for that on Monday and coming up in the following days yep. Next week as we get you ready for election.
Yep.
And wanted to touch on Midday Magazine today. We got a great one lined up for you at 4:30. Be sure to join us, as we will be joined by, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, we are talking to the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club.
Oh, yeah. They got an event tomorrow. It's awesome.
Yeah. The land of make-believe is going to be tomorrow. We're going to talk about that with Dara, Peyton, Brenda. We're going to have all of them.
Ooh, a whole bunch of folks in. Yeah.
It's going to be a good interview. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to stick around a little bit later today. We will have playmakers for you from 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us for that. We're looking forward to hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up the sports week. Get us your sports questions and thoughts. Thanks to Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. And, of course, Assumption Basketball playing right now on WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
If Assumption wins, they will be having a game tomorrow that we'll have for you over there at 10:50 as we continue to follow Assumption through the state tournament and hopefully bringing home a gold ball.
And we'll know tomorrow. If they make it tomorrow, we will know if they are once again state champs.
A shout out to Randy and Mike covering the game today and yep. hopefully covering the game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth and Laura, who were running the board for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also have, of course, Wisconsin men's basketball as they continue in the Big Ten tournament. And we're going to
follow today.
Them.
Yep, yep.
Do want to remind everybody, our weekend lineup is fantastic. Be sure to be here on Saturday mornings, the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 with Tim Humboldt. Terry Talks Nutrition at 8 o'clock. Love these shows. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun with them. And on Sundays, Director's Playhouse from 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to play the Pete Schwabe one this
yes,
weekend?
Yes, we are. Yes. Yes.
Pete joined us. We're finally going to get to play that one
yep.
as we have our series continuing there.
Yep.
Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8.
Yes. Fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theme this week. Everyone go fast. It's going to go by in a blink of an eye.
My dad heard your commercial for it. He's all excited.
All right. Excellent.
It's going to be a good one. And got a brand new Unlabeled for you. 8 to 9 today. We're getting electric this week.
Yes.
Going back
good
to
stuff.
Some electronic music of the 90s.
Love it.
Get us your requests for those, everybody, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And got some great things going on in our area, Seth.
We do. Coming up on Sunday at our in Junction City at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, they have a pancake dinner. It's actually a breakfast
yeah.
and dinner, so
yeah,
it's both. But they've got potato and buttermilk pancakes with sausage patties, biscuits, gravy, ham. That's more than just a pancake,
mm-hmm.
man. They get a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
there. Applesauce, cheese. It goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 1225 Main Street in Junction City. That is St. Paul's Lutheran Church. Coming up Saturday, everyone, they're back. Winter Market will be this weekend from 9 to 1 over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Check out their Facebook page. They've got all the vendors who will be there this week. It's great to, they've had a lot of, a full head of steam, everybody, the last couple of weeks. So check it out. Go down there. Get some free popcorn while you walk around and see who's there and all the great stuff we sell right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
And remember, we'll be talking to them a little bit later, but Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club is presenting their Land of Make-Believe. It'll be tomorrow, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock shows, and then Sunday they'll have a 1 o'clock matinee. Tickets are available at the Southwick County Recreation Center. You can get those there. Performances will be at the Rec Center.
Mm-hmm.
So while the Kings are in Minnesota continuing their reign, and we will shout out our River Kings and rooting for them, find out more more at riverkingshockey.com. Mm-hmm. The rec center will be busy with the kids.
It'll be great.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Get over there and be a part of that. It's going to be a really fun event. Also wanted to mention, we're going to be giving away tickets next week to Michael Cavanaugh, who's going to be coming to town next week.
Yeah.
Be listening for everybody. That'll be a lot of fun. And just wrapping up with some good stories of the day. An 82-year-old woman in L.A. just got her cat back 2 months after it went missing during the wildfires in January. She lost her home in Palisades fire and thought her cat didn't make it. An animal control officer found it wandering around her street last Friday, and 2 months exactly after the fire.
Wow, that's great.
The cat's name is Angie, and she is skin and bones, but she's going to be okay.
Nice. Great story.
A 27-year-old woman in Miami recently showed up at an animal shelter and asked for the oldest dog they had, a 12-year-old pup named Jackie. She looks like a lab mix. Mm-hmm. She's been there for 3 months. The woman shared a video of her to encourage more people to adopt senior pets.
Oh, wow. See, now that is really cool.
That's a good story.
And you've heard it all the time from our humane shelter here in town, our humane society, that those are the pets that really have really need someone to come and take them home, give them a good home.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that. And as Seth mentioned, our Southwick County Rec Center, our Southwick County Humane Society is a great place to go do that.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do that, everybody. And the 34th annual Firefighter Stair Climb was a big success. Thousands of firefighters from around the world showed up in Seattle on Sunday to climb 69 flights of stairs in full gear.
Oh my God.
1,356 steps to be exact.
Oh.
800 in the vertical feet. They do it to raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The event raised $28 million since 1991. That's amazing.
Holy mackerel.
As if our firefighters...
Shout out to those firefighters.
Yeah. As if they
First of all, you guys are insane. Second of all, amazing. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, they continue to give. we send a shout out to all of our firefighters and certainly our local firefighters out there. And again, just a great reminder that you are the good story of the day and you can be the good story of the day. I wrap up every show telling you to be good to each other and encourage you to be good because we all have that in us. We all have that ability to us. Encourage you to embrace that, everybody.
Yep.
And of course, embrace our teams, our local teams. A shout out to the River Kings this weekend, wishing them all the best, and our Assumption Royals, who are hard at work right now.
Right. After we're done here, switch right over to 105.5 WIRI. Catch the second half of the game.
Have a great day, everybody. Have a good weekend, Seth.
You too, man.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.